Okay, topic of tonight's shiur is Tilkul Kli Shemalachta Leheter Shelo Litzarech Klal. And if we have time, we'll talk about Negia B'Muksa as well. The Gemara tells us on Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Beis the history of the various instances of Zeres Muksa in the time of Nehemiah. That there are only three kelim which are mitarim b'teltol, miksoa shel dveila, zuam al listra and shel kedera, sagin katana shal gavi shalchan, and then hitiru v'chazir v'hitiru v'chazir v'hitiru, at sh'amu kol kelim nitalim b'shabes, chutzman meser agadol v'yaseh shal machresha. Then they went in the other direction and remater everything with a few notable exceptions. Then you have machlokas abayi v'rava, what's this hitiru v'chazir v'hitiru? So Rava, like Umi Paskin says, Hitiru davar shemalachta leheter, bein l'tzarech gufo, bein l'tzarech mekomo. So stage one of the backpedaling on these gzeros was allowing a kli shemalachta leheter l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech mekomo. V'chazav hitiru even mechama l'tzel. And then, v'chazav hitiru davar shemalachta l'iser, l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech mekomo in, mechama l'tzel lo. So kli shemalachta leheter, they're matter even mechama l'tzel. And Klishim Lach Delisa, they're only Matir, Lissar, Kufa, Makomo, but not Mechama, Lissel. So there's Machlokas Rishonim here as to whether that heter of Klishim Lach Delisa heter, Mechama, Lissel, is exclusively Mechama, Lissel, and not Shalol, Lissarach, or is it Mechama, Lissel, inclusive of any reason, even a tzarech kol dehu, and even no tzarech at all. So the Ran over here, and Daf Mem Chesamid Aleph, the Daf Harif, says, V'igaman d'amar, d'nehi shemalach d'leheter micham aletel shari. So it is true that the Gemara is matir, Mecham l'tzel, mem ches medalas b'dapi rif, div ramasul l'ikon, halfway through the column. Afil hachi, shalol tzarech klal, aser. The hezer is only mecham l'tzel, but not shalol tzarech klal. And he says that's the pashup shal the Gemara. The Gemara outlines what the chazav hitiru is, and chazav hitiru only went so far as to be matir mecham l'tzel, but not to be matir beyond that. And the Ran in the Chidushim, and the Chidushim Hamiuchasim, and Daf Kuf Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, Dibur Maskel V'Chazru, says that you get the same impression from the Gemara and Daf Kuf Kaf Dalet Amid Aleph. There the Gemara discusses the fact that you were not metaltel the kanim that are associated with the lechem upon him. And the Gemara says, Time of my Mishim Yafushe, by Pursa lo miyafish, that there's no, we're not concerned, and the little bit of lechen that was left over is not going to become moldy. So that sounds like there has to be some tzarech in order to be able to metal to lekanim, but shelo litzarech klal, even though it's a klishim lach to leheter, would be problematic. Okay, so that's as far as the regular kli shemalachta leheter. But the Ran points out in the Chidushim over there that presumably when it comes to the original shlosha kelim that were nitalim b'shabbos from the beginning, so those shlosha kelim, actually, take a step back. The way the Ran says, the Ran of Chidushim says there in Kuf Kaf Gimel that the iser of being metaltel a kli shemalach d'leheter shelo l'tzarech only applies to those kelim that were subject to the original gzera. But ochlin and kisvei kodesh, they were never subject to a gzera smuk from the time of Nehemiah, are not subject to any restrictions. And ochlin and kisvei kodesh can be moved on Shabbos even shelo l'tzarech klal. That's what the Ran writes in Chidushim. Now, in Svara, one would likely extend that to the Shlosha Kalim Hanitalim B'Shabbos. Those also were examples of things that were not subject to the original Gzeira of Muksa. And one of those three things is a Sakin Kitana Shaga B'Shochan. So that would imply that there's no Isser B'Metaltel Metaltel Shalol Itzarech cutlery. Sakin Sha'al HaShochan. So the Shilta Yagiborim pretty much says this. The Shilta Giborim here on Daphne Chesmed Aleph at that Beirif in Os Aleph, he writes towards the end of the that Os, Lefizah, so he quotes the Ran Chidushin that says that Sifrei Kodesh and Ochlin are not subject to an Isser Tilzel Shalol Itzarech. And then he says, Lefizah, Kosos, Ukaaros, Utslochios. So these things are not subject to the original Xeris Muksa Vimei Nechemya, and therefore not subject to any restriction of Tiltol, even Shalo Litzarech Klau. The Rambam in Perek Hay of Shabbos Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Kaf Hay Gimel, Kol Kli Shemalachto Leheter, Bein Haya Shal Eitz, O Shal Cheres, O Shal Evan, O Shal Matachas, whatever the Kli Shemalachto Leheter may be, Mutter Lataltalo B'Shabbos, Bein B'Shvel Atzmo Shal Kli, be it for the purpose of the kli itself, which is essentially mechamo litzel, bein litzarech mekomo, bein litzarech gufo. So kli shemlachto lehetir lati metalte litzarech gufo, litzarech mekomo, and mechamo litzel. So the Magen Mishnah there points out that it's mashma that tiltul shelo litzarech klal, according to the Rambam, would be aser. It's only motel litzarech gufo, litzarech mekomo, or mechamo litzel, but shelo litzarech klal would be aser. And the Magen Mishnah points out that this as well is the opinion of Rashba on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis Dibur Maskol Kvar in the sugya of Hatzala She'ena Mitzuya, where the Rashba writes explicitly that there's no heter of being metaltel a kli shemalachta leheter shelo litzarech klal. So far we have the Ran in a couple places who says that there's no heter and be metaltel shalot tzarech klal. The Shilta Yagiborim, and the Ran says that does not extend to Kisvei Kodesh and Ochlin. The Shilta Yagiborim says it doesn't extend to Kosos with Tzlochios as well. And you have the Rambam, who's so same and says that there's no heter tilted shalot tzarech klal. And the Rambam is possible, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah points out, Magen Mishnah maybe as well, that this would apply. And the restriction may apply to Kosos with Tzolchios as well. However, the Chidushi Haran, not the Miuchasim, but the Chidushim, on Kufkaf Gimel Amibayz Dibur Maskal Mali, and Kufkaf Vav Amibayz Dibur Maskal Kipligi, so Kufkaf Gimel and Kufkaf Vav, as well as the Ritva there on Kufkaf Gimel in the name of the Ra'ah, so they all point out a different shot in Mechamel Itzel. Their mefarish mecham litzel is not the tzarech hakli, as the Ran in the first place is mefarish, and as the Rambam presumes, but rather mecham litzel means bichdi. That you're not allowed, you are allowed to be metaltel a kli shemalachtel heter bichdi for no good reason. Even if you have no reason for the tiltol, it's still mutter betiltol. So this opinion of the Ra, and the Ran in some other places, is lekula that a kli shemalachtel heter could be nitol even shelo litzarech klal. On Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Ches, Sif Dalid, we paskin, Kli Shemalachta Leheter, Mutter Letaltalo Afilu Eino Ela Tzarech HaKli, Shelo Yishavir O Yiganev, that's what we call Mecham Letzel, not like the Rav Chat. The Mechaber paskins like the first set of Rishonim that we noted, that you're not allowed to be metal to klishim lachto leheter shelo letzaraklo. However, kisvei kodesh v'ochlin are mutter l'taltalam afilu shelo letzaraklo, as the Ran already pointed out. What about kosos v'zochios, plates and cups and cutlery? So the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat and Kaf Gimel quotes the Shilta Gibarim that we started with, as saying that these things are mutar and bezilzul because even shalolos haraklal, because they're not included in the original gezera. That's the Mishnah Berurah starting point. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes v'yesh machmirim even on kosos v'tzachios, and the Shaar HaTzion just is mitzayin for this v'yesh machmirim, the mashmas of the Rambam, which presumably is the fact that the Rambam doesn't distinguish within klishim lachta lehetter between different types of kelim. It sounds like it's a blanket restriction until shelo litzara klal. This is also the mashmas of the Taz here in Shin Ches of Katan Beis, who talks about the restriction of tiltil shelo litzara klal when it comes to a sakin. So presumably the Taz doesn't have this exclusion for plates and cutlery. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav as well, in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, is mefurish that lahalacha, the restriction of tiltol, klishim lachta lehetzer shelo letzara klal, applies to kosos v'zochios as well. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Ches Seif Tesvav raises the question, how do you define something as shelo letzarech? Meaning every time that I carry something, I carry it for some reason. Even if I'm fiddling with something to calm my nerves, so then I'm accomplishing something by fiddling with it. If I'm a nervous person and I fidget, so the tiltal kli, letzarech, my fidgeting, should be considered tiltal letzarech. So what's the situation where you have a tiltal shelo letzarech klal? So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that there's a distinction between doing something totally absentmindedly and doing something to calm my nerves. That if I have some enjoyment with the act of tiltal, so even though when it comes to a klishe melachta l'iser, that isn't considered the tzarech gufa makomo, that's not the kind of permissible tiltal. When it comes to klishe melachta l'heter, that would be considered l'tzarech. The only case of shelo l'tzarech klal is where I am misasek ba'alma without any kavana l'tiltal. If I am totally absent-mindedly moving something, I'm not even conscious of the fact that I'm moving it, then that would be considered a tiltal shelo l'tzarech. But anything short of that would be l'tzarech, even if there isn't an objective purpose that you could point to. I saw the Sefer Nachlas Yisrael in Hilchas Muksa in the beginning, first parak, Os Dalid, where he quotes the name of the Chazon Ish that milu yiritzono shel adam, that doing something for your own benefit, even if it doesn't serve any objective purpose, is considered to be litzarech. So he suggests that maybe even if you're misasik, that could, anytime you're moving something, so maybe I'm fulfilling some kind of function and that's considered litzarech, then you really have no case that's not litzarech. The Aruch HaShulchan at least distinguishes between doing something to calm my nerves and doing something b'misasek ba'alma, where there's really no intent and no consciousness of being mitaltel. Rav Shechter points out from the Rav, it's printed in Pnine HaRav, Rav Shechter says that the Rav thought that playing with silverware on Shabbos is an Isser Gamar. You're presumably, even if you're doing it to calm your nerves, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that's considered to be Shelo Litzarech Klal, and therefore that would be Aser B'Shabbos, is a forbidden type of tiltal Klisha Malachta Leheter. Meaning the Rav assumed, number one, against the Shilta Gibarim, but like the Rambam, that even kosos and slochios are b'chlal yisur. And number two, that doing something for fidgeting may also be considered shelo litzarach. In the recent edition of Yeshurin comes out twice a year. So in the most recent Yeshurin, Elul Tavshin Ayin Gimel, they excerpted some previously unpublished fragments of Chidushei HaMaharal Miprag, the Achiv Rebbe B'Salel, on Masechta Shabbos. So in the Chidushei HaMaharal, the Achiv Rebbe B'Salel, on Hilchos Shabbos, on this staff, he quotes the Ran, or is Mitzayin the Ran. And then he writes, V'amnam b'chol t'vusos Yisrael no'agin b'heter. The editor there thinks, it's not befeirish in the excerpt there, but the editor thinks that he's talking about kosos v'sochios, and he assumes that according to the Ran, only kisei kodesh and ochlin are mutter, but kosos v'sochios are not. And he notes that the minag Yisrael is to be mekel and be metaltil kosos v'sochios v'sakinim shelo l'sarach klal on Shabbos. So that's this piece is authored by the Maral's brother, Rebbe Salo. So he knows that this is the minug against what he presumes to be the Kavanah Saran. And then he says maybe it could be Docha the Ran on the following grounds. The Ran is assuming that Mechama Litzel means Litzarach HaKli. And the Gemara is saying that you're only allowed to be Metaltil Kli Shemlachtil Hetil Litzarach HaKli, but you're not allowed to be Metaltil Shalol Litzarach Klal. So he says maybe you can say a different shot in the Gemara. That if it's shelo litzarach klal, then it's definitely mutter. But you might have thought that mechama litzel, where you're indicating in public that you have no use for this kli, maybe that's going to be worse. That if you're metalta shelo litzarach klal in the privacy of your home, that would be a permissible tiltel. Maybe you would have thought that if you're metaltel, mechama, litzel, out in the open, and everyone sees that you're only moving the litzarach hakli, but not to serve any Shabbos purpose or any real function, so maybe that's worse. So that's what the Gemara has to tell you, that there are chozer matir, even mechama, litzel. That's the suggestion in Rebbe Tzalel, Achiv Shel Hamaral Miprag. You heard it here first in a recently published manuscript. And then he concludes that Mikol Malkam nearly a hedyot Bitzalel Kol Hamachmir Tava La Bracha, that even though he found a limud chus to justify the minna kol tuusos Yisrael to be meko, but it would be better to be machmir. And this Sefer Nachlas Yisrael and Hilchos Mukhsa, he also points out from the Shalah that the Shalah noted in his time even the Yireim Es Hashem were not careful about being metaltel a klisha malachtel heter shelo lithorach klal. So just to summarize, we do have an isser of being metaltel klisha malachtel heter shelo lithorach klal. The question is, how far does that go? According to some Rishonim, it does not extend to kosos v'tzochios. And even if it does extend to kosos v'tzochios, it's conceivable, as the Aruch HaShulchan argues, that if you move something to calm your nerves, then maybe that would be considered to be a tzarech, although the Rav was against that, and potentially the Maral and his brother were as well, as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and other poskim. Okay. So let's talk a few minutes about Negiah B'Maksa. The Andaf Kufkaf Hei, there's a comment to the Meiri. The Meiri Andaf Kufkaf Hei Dibur Maskel Kolma writes that we discussed last time the Machlokas we showed him about being Yoshev Al Avonim, Machlokas Ramban and the Rashba. So in the context of that discussion, the Meiri writes, So the whole discussion is about moving them to Biyoshe somewhere else. That's where you need Yichud Kli. But just to sit in the place, there's no problem in being Yoshev al Evan below Teltel. Umaisim b'choyom she Yoshevim al Avanim she ain't said Teltel al Nagia ba'alma ki Nagia b'ksalim b'karka. V'koshin asar b'Teltel mutter hu b'Nagia levad she ain't a Nagia klum. So Nagia is inconsequential when it comes to Muksa. There isn't Isser Teltel. There is no Isser Nagia. However, the Ritva writes on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph Dibur Maskal Amar Rava. There, the Gemara talks about Ner Shemen Upsila is constituting a basis of Davar Aser, and the Ritva explains what's the Davar Aser. The Davar Aser is Yishal Heves, which is Aser Ligabo. So the Ritva seems to reference an Iser Negia Bishal Heves. There's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in Beitza, the beginning of the fifth parak, which is quoted in the Rosh in the very beginning of Maseches Beitza. The Yerushalmi writes, Beitza shenolda biyantiv, excuse me, Shmuel Amar kofin alakli. So you're allowed to put a kli over Beitza shenolda biyantiv. Amar of Mana, Ubavash shelo yehe kli no geya begufa shel Beitza. That's provided that the kli does not come in contact with the beitza, which is noad slash muksa. The Yerushalmi seems to indicate that there is an iser negia the beitza shenol debiyantif. Question is, what is the nature of this iser negia, and how does it apply to muksa in general? So that seems to be machlokas rishon. The Tshuva Sadeshen in Simon Samach Zayin starts off by saying, well, maybe you tell me that the Yerushalmi is expressing a concern that's unique to Beitza, because Beitzas tend to roll, and if you're going to touch a Beitza, you're going to cause it to roll. So essentially, the concern about Negia is only in a limited situation where that Negia is likely going to lead to Tiltel. But any other situation other than a round egg would not pose a problem of Negia. So the Tshuva Sadeshen says, don't say that. Don't limit the Yerushalmi only to Beitza. It's not mashma that it's only a Beitza consideration. The Tshuva Sadeshen says, more likely, the Yerushalmi is telling you that there is an Isser Negia where the Negia is the Tzorech Dover HaMuksa. If you are touching the Muksa object in order to benefit, to help, to do something for the purpose of the Muksa object, that would be Isser. So if you're Kofel of Kli, and that's going to be Nogeya the Beitza because you want to protect the Beitza, and that would be a problematic Nagi, and that's what the Yerushalmi is talking about. However, to be Nogeya b'muksa shelo l'tzarech davar ha-muksa would be mutter. Which is analogous to a distinction that Tosos makes in Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Dibur Maskil Dekuli Alma, in terms of Tiltel Min Atzad. A Tiltel Min Atzad is permissible if it's not l'tzarech the davar ha-muksa. So that's the Tshuva Sadeshen, the read of the Yerushalmi, that we have to distinguish between something that's the Tzarech Davar HaMuksa and something that is not the Tzarech Davar HaMuksa. The Magen Mishnah, in Kaf Hei Kaf Gimel Hilchot Shabbos, the Raavad there quotes this Yerushalmi, and the Magen Mishnah there suggests what the Tshuva Sadeshen rejects. That pshat in the Yerushalmi is that we are concerned only about a base or something which is prone to move if you touch it. So Nagiya is going to be usher any time that is going to likely lead to Tiltel or Ninud Davar Hamuks. Okay. So there are a few different Sakam and Shulchan Aruch that you have to put together to figure out what we assume Lahalacha. So the Mechaber writes in Shin Ches Sif Membeis, Darishu Muksa, Mutu Ligabo, Ublavash Shelo Yehe Minanea Fila Miksa. So you're allowed to touch Muksa, says Mechaber, as long as you don't move it. There's an Isser Tilto, no Isser Negia. So there's no problem with Negia as long as that Negia is not going to lead to Tilto. The Rama, in the beginning of Shinchas, Sif Gimel, writes as well, Kol Muksa Eino Aser Ela B'Tiltulo, Aval B'Negia B'Alma, She'eno minazino shari. So mux is only usher betiltel, not benegia, so long as you are not minadnade the davar hamux. And the Rama says that's why there's no iser in touching the menorah shebeis hakneses or the tanur shedolik bo ha'esh on Shabbos, because we're not concerned that you're going to in any way be minadnade the menorah or the tanur by touching. Then the Mechaber paskins in Simen Shin Yud Sivav. Kol davar she'asu l'taltalo asu l'itein tachta kli kidei she'yipo l'socho v'mnei she'osir ha'kli v'tiltal v'nimsa mevatel kli mechano. So the Mechaber, we paskin that it's asur that a kli is nital shelo l'sarach davar hanital, but that is also levatil kli meyachana. So that's why you're not allowed to create a situation where you're going to have something muksa fall into a kli on Shabbos, because you are bimvatil kli meyachana. You are preventing the further usage of this kli. You have a kli that's a mutter betiltel, and now you're making it aser betiltel. So you're not allowed to place something under a davar muksa where the davar muksa is going to fall into that kli, and then aser the kli. But you are allowed to put the kli on top of a muksa object. That's the Yerushalmi, that you're allowed to put a that you are not allowed to put a kli over a beitza where it's going to cause the beitza to move, but you are allowed to put a kli over something if it's not going to touch, if it's not going to cause the object tight. The lashon mechaber is mutter lichvas alav kli ublevash lo yigabo. So you're allowed to put a kli on it as long as it doesn't touch it, which is essentially based on the lashon of that Yerushalmi. So what's the kavanah of the mechaber here when he says ublevash lo yigabo? So the Magen Avraham and the Taz understand, like the Tumas Hadeshim, that the mechaber means to distinguish between a tiltal litzarech davar hamuksa and a tiltal shelo litzarech davar hamuksa. Whereas the Gaon and the Mishnah Brura assume, like the Magen Mishnah, that it's a pragmatic consideration. If it's going to cause the object to move, then it's usher, otherwise it's mutter. In the Sefer Tiltulei Shabbos, Rabbi Bonder's English Sefer, he points out that if you accept the Magen Avraham, that the Mechaber is going like the Tumas Hadeshen, that we distinguish between Tiltal L'Tzarech Davar Muksa and Tiltal Shelo L'Tzarech Davar Muksa. So then it comes out that according to the Mechaber, you're not allowed to touch a Muksa object any time that's going to benefit the Davar HaMuksa. Whereas according to the Ramah in Shin Ches Gimel, as long as you're not going to cause the Muksa object to move, it's going to be mutter. Right, the Ramah said, "Benegia ba'alma she'ena menan no shari." So, if you assume that the mechaber is going to chumas hadeshen, so the mechaber is more restrictive than the Ramah. But if you assume, like the Gaon and the Mishnah Brura, that the mechaber is saying no more than the Magen Mishnah, that it's a pragmatic consideration: are you going to cause it to move? So then, there isn't really a machlokas between the mechaber and the Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan does say in Shinches Sifches, that even though, technically speaking, the Gia B'davar Muksa is mutter, notwithstanding the restrictions of the Magen Mishnah or the Tumas Hadeshen, but if you have no reason to be no gay B'davar Muksa, then what's the point? Mi'unira the kol zehu l'tzara k'sas, aval shelo l'tzara klal, la miyasakein. What do you have to gain? You shouldn't just be no gay B'muksa for no reason. In the Sefer Nachlas Yisrael, he thinks the Meiri is not mashma that way. The Meiri that we started with, who said that Negiyah B'muksa is Eino Klum, so he thinks that's mashma, that there's nothing wrong with being Negiyah B'muksa at all. It's Eino Klum, it's of no consequence. You could still argue that it's of no halachic consequence, but it's still advisable to avoid it if there's no point. So I don't know if he's necessarily arguing on what the Aruch HaShulchan says. But bottom line, Ikra Din, at least where there is a tzarech, Nagi would be mutter under certain circumstances where definitely it's not Litzorech the Dabra Muksa, and it's not going to lead to Ninuv.
Sure.